It's time to rumble! It's time for the Royal Rumble Post Show with James Stewart.
I'm going to tell y'all, with a tear in my eye, this is the greatest moment in my life.
And Mike Sarg Riley.
This is where we got a problem. You TV guys always got the cameras where you don't belong. Well, the problem is I'm not talking to anybody until I throw 29 pieces of trash over the top rope and advance to WrestleMania and face the champ. So you take your camera and stick it, son.
Now, let's rumble!
Ronda Rousey is now a member of the World Wrestling Entertainment. I almost said World Wrestling Federation. Deeming my first mistake here, Mike Riley.
Because you're looking at the World Wrestling Federation Attitude Era belt right there.
Yeah, I know.
Which belongs to me.
Yes, it does. per Ramona Shelbourne, apparently not just an NBA insider, she is now a WWE insider.
How? How did she get that?
Ronda Rousey has signed a full-time contract to be a member of the WWE. And what it all means is they had the Women's Royal Rumble go on last. Asuka won that, and then Ronda Rousey comes out and points at the banner and goes to shake Asuka's hand. Asuka throws it away. Ronda ultimately shakes the hand of Stephanie McMahon, which may lead to why Ronda will end up getting a title shot at Charlotte, and Asuka will go for Alexa Bliss.
Or vice versa. Yeah.
But I believe that your main event for WrestleMania in New Orleans was just made. It is Ronda Rousey versus Charlotte Flair, and whatever they put around it, we'll see. But, Mike Riley, what do you think about Ronda Rousey being in WWE?
Great for the company, Jimmy. And you know what? Like you just said, the main event, that could be the main event for WrestleMania. It's a tribute to the women's division in what Stephanie McMahon has been able to revolutionize in this short period of time here. You and I were talking during the pay-per-view. It started actually here in Boston last year in October 2016 with Hell in a Cell. Main eventing the event, the pay-per-view, a women's Hell in a Cell match, Charlotte and Sasha Banks. And then you had the first ever women's Money in the Bank last June. Now you have the first ever women's Royal Rumble. And now, within a matter of 18 months, the first ever potential women's WrestleMania main event. So history being made in a very short period of time. Certainly no doubt that Ronda Rousey will be going up against Charlotte or Alexa Bliss. I think all signs do point to Charlotte the way they just were indicating it with the camera shots going at Charlotte right after Asuka won. Even when she was looking right at her initially when she came right into the ring there. And I know Asuka has fought Alexa Bliss before, Jimmy, but it just seems like that's going to happen. Keep her on Raw. Don't take her off of that show and go to SmackDown.
Well, and I think one thing to keep in mind is there's going to be a lot of criticism.
Oh, yeah.
That Ronda just walks in the back door
yep.
and steals a championship opportunity.
Totally. I mean, it's a name.
It's WrestleMania.
Yeah.
It's not necessarily about that. WrestleMania is about getting the most eyes possible on the product. Yep. And Ronda Rousey is a clear-cut pay-per-view and internet draw. And that's why she's here. So Asuka has won the first ever Women's Royal Rumble. She's going to face Bliss for the Raw Women's Championship.
Yeah.
Ronda Rousey versus Charlotte is going to probably end up for the SmackDown Women's Championship, but it's not necessarily about the championship there. It's about Ronda Rousey coming in, potentially getting new eyes on the WWE when it's WrestleMania season.
This is all hypothetically.
That's why it happened here.
And that's all hypothetically speaking here, too.
Yes.
Right? Yeah.
And that's why this is a good thing for the company.
Totally.
It's a really good thing to get Ronda Rousey in. Maybe she can wrestle. Maybe she can't. But what you have here is you have all the buzz that's happening right now as we are recording this on social media. And it's going to get the mainstream attention that they always want. It's a good thing.
And you know, Jimmy, it is a good thing. And another good thing from this, too, here is the fact that they put this last. The WWE, they rolled the dice, putting the Women's Royal Rumble last. We were talking that putting the men's first there, I was very skeptical that the third match in, and then you knew you had a tag team match immediately after that. Very skeptical and very nervous for the crowd, the Philadelphia crowd, very hard to put over, as we know from over the years. And I think that they bought into this. And with Ronda Rousey coming in at the tail end of it, yeah, they put her over and they were on her side and everything. But I think that may have definitely saved a lot of – it saved a big pop for the end and a shock factor, if you will. Not taking away anything from Asuka, a great performance by her. But with the fact that Rousey came out, that just set up a huge – a lot of question marks going into Raw and SmackDown this week.
But I think when the show began and we saw AJ defending the championship first, we were like, ooh, this is weird, because I think going into it, at least I thought that they were going to lead off with the Women's Royal Rumble match.
You did.
And then have the Men's Royal Rumble match either last or second to last, with Brock Lesnar going on last. With the surprise that they had with Ronda, and with the fact that they are, and have been for a while now, they're conditioning their audience to believe that women can be main eventers.
Yeah.
And as you mentioned before, Women's Hell in a Cell, main eventing Raw, the Women's Royal Rumble going last.
Money in the Bank.
All of this stuff, I think, was conditioning the audience to seeing Charlotte and Ronda as the last match and the main event for this year's WrestleMania in New Orleans. And I think that's where all signs are pointing.
I could buy into that. I totally could. Now, you got to give credit where credit is due, Jimmy, with all the alumni coming back for this one here. Michelle McCool, who really who took care of business when she came in. Tori Wilson looks better than ever before. Molly Holly, Kelly, Jacqueline, Beth Phoenix, Trish Stratus. Who am I missing here?
And Lita? I think the Women's Royal Rumble was a good match.
It was.
It built slow, and I like the fact that they started with Banks and Lynch because they can be the ring generals. They can direct traffic in there.
Right.
Sasha Banks was in there 54. Becky was in there 31. I saw Sasha a few times roll out of the ring, take a breather, get out of the way, and then pop back in. Michelle McCool led with 5 eliminations. She put on a good showing. I love the Molly go-round. I'm a big Molly Holly.
You love Holly. Molly Holly. You're a big fan of hers.
I thought they did everything right. I thought Nia Jax comes out of this match very well.
Yeah, she does.
Looking good. You know, powerhouse. She was one of the people I thought was going to win the match. Good appearance by the Bella Twins, getting that back-to-back numbers and really adding that umph of star power in there. Trish at 30 was excellent. Lita early on was excellent. She almost missed the moonsault, but she got it, and that's all that matters.
Yep.
Really strong showing, I thought, by the women. And you can tell that they really, really put a lot of effort and thought into doing this match and making it all work. And I thought it was a success.
Vicky Guerrero, too. Can't forget her. I mean, she kind of broke up that rumble halfway through. She was number 16 there. And, you know, on the microphone, kind of gave everybody a little bit of a break. Mickie James with that rival renewal with Trish Stratus from over the years. That was pretty cool, too. And another thing I really took out of this, Jimmy, and don't be surprised if at the Hall of Fame you see China go in this year, after Stephanie McMahon did make mention to China's name being on Lita's arm there. Very awkward commentary, because we all know the whole background there with that and Triple H and China over the years. So I wouldn't be shocked if that opened the door for a China Hall of Fame induction this year.
Yeah, about 8 minutes into the match, Stephanie mentioned that Lita had written on her arm all of the previous women who were not with us, who Lita would have liked to have had in the match.
Mm-hmm.
And Stephanie threw out China, and it kind of perked everybody up a little bit. But props to Stephanie for whatever happened there, mentioning and acknowledging really China, who was, for the late 90s generation, really an influential woman in that era, in that attitude era of time.
And, you know, Jimmy, just going back to this match, to the Royal Rumble, the women's one, I was really nervous about this, not just as a fan, but especially for the crowd there in Philadelphia, to touch on that again, because I thought that the WWE, a credit to them, they rolled the dice here, putting this last and really banking on Ronda Rousey for that big pop there and the suspicion at the end. I thought that they would have put this maybe where the men's Royal Rumble would be in the third match in, or a little safer, possibly even to start the night with the women's Royal Rumble to get the crowd into it. But then maybe have Ronda Rousey later in the night at some point with the special announcement instead of this, where kind of you're taking the spotlight away from Asuka a little bit.
Well, and I think there are two things at hand with this. I think the Philadelphia crowd wanted to like this match.
Yeah.
They really did, and they gave the women a chance to tell the story.
Oh, they did.
And the story was played out throughout with Lita coming in and some of the older divas, some of the Hall of Famers, some of the people we haven't seen in a while. And they wanted Asuka to win, but they also wanted to see Ronda.
Yeah, and that's where I'm not opposed to the Ronda thing, but I just, the more I'm talking about it now, the more I feel like they may have taken away the spotlight there of Asuka for the first ever Women's Royal Rumble, which they built up their history in the making.
But they didn't, because...
A little bit they did.
They didn't, because Asuka is still undefeated.
She is.
Asuka is still getting a championship match.
But that's her moment. Just go to black after that. Go to black.
No, because Ronda is the star, and they're going to do both. They're going to have two trains passing at the same time.
No, because...
But star power here, Mike. Ronda is a bigger star
than
to more people than Asuka.
I agree.
Is.
I'm not disagreeing with you.
And here's going back to why I think they did it right.
Yep.
Is Ronda doesn't need to fight in a WWE ring right now. And in fact, it's probably better that she doesn't. I know she's been training for a while. I don't know what her work in ring looks like. I know that by the time we get to WrestleMania, she's going to be able to tell a great story in the ring. That's what I know, because that's what this company does, is they prepare stars coming in to do the right thing. And maybe Ronda only needs to do a 30-second match and knock out and pop everybody. But Ronda has the same credibility as Brock Lesnar did coming back. So she goes to the top of the food chain. Asuka needs that undefeated streak and needs that Royal Rumble win to continue her upward swing in getting to wherever they're going to take her as a star.
Which she does, I agree. And that's where I would have put the Women's Royal Rumble earlier in the night. Then you have a special announcement at some point saying this year, or new to our edition this year in WWE, is Ronda Rousey. You put her on the microphone, give her a chance to get loose, and then have her point to the sign there, because I think she took away the moment of Asuka winning the Women's Royal Rumble.
She doesn't need to talk.
I don't care. It doesn't matter. That took away.
In the same way that Steve Austin didn't need to talk on Monday night.
Yeah, he didn't have to. But
he didn't have to. Ronda didn't have to. We all knew what the message was.
But the question
Ronda's
is, who's
here?
She going to fight? You're
Ronda's
saying Charlotte.
Here. I think it's Charlotte.
But I want a clear message. Who is she going to go after? And that's where I wish Asuka had said it after the match, where we would have known that it would have been Charlotte if Asuka had said, I want Alexa Bliss.
You need a cliffhanger to get them to watch.
Well, Raw and SmackDown, so
you
get ready.
You need the cliffhanger, and
so
now we're all talking about
that's going to push SmackDown now with Ronda Rousey going up against Charlotte. So that'll really generate good ratings if based on your argument there. But I don't know. I still am maybe the traditionalist in me. I just thought that they would have had it earlier. Bigger pop for the crowd going into it to start the night. But again, I credit the WWE. They proved me wrong, and the Philadelphia crowd too. They were on top of this, and that was a damn good Royal Rumble.
And something that proved me wrong was Shinsuke Nakamura won the men's Royal Rumble, and he is the first man as the number 14 entrant to win that Royal Rumble. He eliminated three guys: Sami Zayn, who knocked Ty Dillinger out of the Royal Rumble at number 10. He eliminated John Cena and Roman Reigns, lasted 45 minutes overall, and this is the result that I think most fans wanted to see, because I think over the past 6 to 8 months, the hardcore fans have felt like Shinsuke Nakamura has not been pushed to his value in losing to Jinder Mahal multiple times, in not having the signature pay-per-view matches that the crowd wants to. So Philadelphia accepted that result. And the final four, as we commented at the time while we were watching the show, of Finn Balor, John Cena, Roman Reigns, and Shinsuke Nakamura, any one of those four could be in the main event at WrestleMania. And Nakamura made his pick already, and that is he's going to be fighting AJ Styles should AJ make it to WrestleMania as the champion.
And I think that's where, to go back on the women's side, Jimmy, where I'm a little more disappointed with that, because Nakamura did make his decision right there, and I thought we would get that from Asuka right there and so forth. But yeah, that's going to be a damn good match, him and AJ Styles. But just this men's Royal Rumble here, Finn Balor was in there till the very end. He was the number two entrant, right? Number two?
57 minutes.
57 minutes. Look at that. And just everything, a good talent, good whole roster there, full of talent on that. I mean, you go down the list, Bray Wyatt, Matt Hardy, even we had Rey Mysterio, who came in and surprised everybody. He was in the final six, right? Baron Corbin got out early, but still maybe a push for him down the line. And
yeah, my guy Baron Corbin, number four entrant, got knocked out early. Stick to wrestling, Stuart.
Stick to it, baby. Roman Reigns, I think everybody was on the edge of their seat. If this guy is going to win again, because he did win in Philadelphia, what, 4 or 5 years ago? And again, awful reaction, and they could not do it again.
Roman Reigns was the New England Patriots in Philadelphia tonight.
That was a great tweet by somebody earlier. That was awesome. And he, you know what, Philly's got a big week coming up with the Patriots, and yeah, it just
I figured
didn't
that
seem right.
Roman, if Roman won. It would be a preview of next Monday after the Patriots beat the Eagles in the Super Bowl.
So total
Patriots
depression.
By 100, Roman Reigns by 100. That's what we were kind of going for.
Listen, they gave the Philly crowd what they deserved. They wanted that situation right there. They did not want Roman Reigns to win it again.
And the WWE played into it because their final four.
They had to.
Finn got eliminated by Cena. But they had John Cena, Roman Reigns, double-teaming Nakamura.
Yep.
Nakamura eliminates them both. But they knew that Cena and Roman were going to get booed in Philadelphia.
Yeah.
And that's what they did.
What about Dolph Ziggler coming in at 30? That kind of shocked everybody.
I had thought that Dolph was going to be the surprise for the U.S. title against Bobby Roode.
Yeah.
Him being at 30 is either a one-off or it's... he's now a free agent, or I don't know where they're going with
Dolph. But he came out to his old gimmick, too, and everything. Music, all that.
Well, you got to show the world, Mike.
Well, I agree, but still.
But it still leaves the question of, what's Dolph's next move?
Yeah, is he going to go for the U.S. title again?
You can't is go he for back the... on the main roster?
Right.
There are a lot of... there are a lot of details to be filled in on the Dolph Ziggler thing.
And there was nothing with Bobby Lashley. We thought that he would be coming out, right?
Meltzer had talked about yesterday or today at some point about how Bobby Lashley is due into WWE at any time now.
Right.
And the speculation was Rumble. There's speculation that he's going to do a program with Brock Lesnar.
Oh.
Beyond WrestleMania.
Okay.
Which would indicate that Brock Lesnar is going to re-sign with WWE.
And break the record for longest tenure
so
champion.
So if...
Because he's at, what, 302 days?
If the WWE really wants to troll the CM Punk fans, is they would have Brock Lesnar retain and have him hold until June 10th, which would be day 435 of his Universal Championship.
Which
reign.
I'm sure they will, because they don't like CM Punk.
No, it's Roman's title.
No, it's not. At WrestleMania?
At WrestleMania, Roman's
so he's
going to
fight Brock Lesnar at WrestleMania.
Yeah.
Get out of town.
Yep.
Get out of this
room. Roman Reigns is going to beat Brock Lesnar in New Orleans.
And do you think the people want that?
No.
Okay. It's not going to happen.
But I think...
No, they're catering to the fans now. They catered to the Philly crowd tonight, and they're going to cater to the WrestleMania crowd in New Orleans.
In the same way that Goldberg versus Brock was catering to one audience, and that was...
Brock Lesnar winning. People wanted Brock to win.
The Goldberg's back. All the WCW fans who they had lost are now tuning in because Goldberg's the champion. Or at least that's their hope.
But who owned WCW? Who bought him out? They don't care. That's a major... They can
no,
care.
Goldberg came back to get back the WCW audience.
But they didn't... They don't care about that. And Sting did too. They don't care. So it's a slap in the face of the WCW guys. They should know that by now.
No, because they... So when the war was at its peak, the Monday Night War was at its peak, shows were doing 10 to 15s in television ratings. And it's a different time, the 90s, the internet wasn't what it is, and now it's digital content and real. You can get all that stuff. But the reason why they bring back Sting and Goldberg is because the Nitro fan didn't transition to WWE. They just went away.
They want to get him back.
And with Goldberg, Sting, whoever else they brought in.
Rey Mysterio? Sort of.
Yes and no, but Booker T. He became a WWE guy.
Okay. But oh, I get what you're saying. Okay, so even a little later.
The Goldberg fan from 1997, 8, 9,
yeah.
That's what WWE is looking to get back. That's why they had him beat Brock. That's why they had him throw out him being Goldberg, throw out Brock in the Royal Rumble match, and that's why they had that for the Universal Championship, because they were trying to get that audience. For the hardcores, it's AJ versus Nakamura.
Yeah.
That's their match.
Yeah.
For the casual guy with the clicker, it's Brock versus Roman. Or for the kids, it's Roman Reigns chasing the championship. That's their match. They're running two trains in the same way that when John Cena was main eventing against The Rock, that was more for the kids, and CM Punk was more for 25-40.
Now, but that brings up the question here. Cena's got one more title reign to win, and he breaks Ric Flair's record there. He'll become the only 17-time champion. Do you see him going up against Lesnar, challenging him?
I don't. I still think that they're doing Cena Undertaker.
So where was he tonight?
They can save it.
I'd say you may see him as early as this week.
That would be awesome, but Cena Undertaker really doesn't need a lot.
No, they don't. They could get away with it about a month out.
And with them both kind of being part-time, maybe you
But it could
have
happen
them go
this week.
And,
it could happen.
It could.
Yeah. To
it could.
Generate, you know, revenue and all that.
I mean, you had Michelle McCool in the
yeah.
Women's Royal Rumble.
And Nikki Bella.
Exactly.
Yeah.
So the wives are around.
Yeah.
That was one thing that I didn't like about the women's match.
What's
up? Was the Philadelphia crowd chanting husbands' names at the women.
Right, right. Undertaker for McCool. Yeah.
Get over yourself, okay?
Yeah.
Like
yeah,
that, the F. Tom Brady chant
right.
and the CM Punk chant,
right.
enough already.
Right.
I love me some CM Punk. He's not coming back.
Okay?
He's not. The next time you see him will either be in a UFC octagon or it will be September 1st when the Young Bucks and Cody and Kenny Omega do that all-in show.
Yeah, I could see that. I could see it. Now, Jimmy, another thing to go back to the Men's Royal Rumble with your Roman Reigns argument there, going up against Brock Lesnar. Who did Roman Reigns eliminate at one point? One of his former tag team members?
Oh, Seth Rollins.
Yeah, and you know, I think that could potentially set up a match at WrestleMania between the two. Roman Reigns and Seth Rollins, the official elimination of the Shield. Where people, we've had Roman Reigns stuck down our throats numerous times where I'm telling you right now, I think the WWE is starting to cater a little bit to the fans here, where they listen to the Nakamura. They're listening to the people that like the belt around Brock Lesnar. And they tried for so long to get people to make you want to like Roman Reigns. Now all this talk with the steroid stuff, maybe he'll have that little bit of a, not a punishment, but kind of, I guess so, more or less in the doghouse, if you will.
Roman's not in the doghouse.
Demote him down a little bit if the steroid thing
comes up. They're not demoting him.
Demote him down. Do not put him for the belt. Put him in there against Seth Rollins.
No.
Yes.
Seth is on an island,
and
I don't know where they're going with him. But
well, that's what I'm saying. This would set it up right here.
But, Mike, here are your four matches for WrestleMania.
This is your
right
opinion.
Now.
Your opinion.
Yes.
Go ahead.
It's Ronda versus Charlotte.
I'll give you that.
Asuka versus Bliss.
I'll give you that.
Nakamura versus AJ.
Yep.
And Brock Lesnar versus Roman Reigns.
I disagree with that.
It's been the match for a year, Mike.
It's not going to be the matches here.
What's the match going to be?
It's going to be Brock Lesnar. You're going to have Braun Strowman. And you're going to have Samoa Joe in there somehow. Or you'll have Brock Lesnar, and if they don't go with the Undertaker route, you have Brock Lesnar and John Cena for the title. I just don't see Roman Reigns in there for the title.
So I don't overall disagree. I actually think what they should do is they should do a SummerSlam rematch and make it elimination style.
Yep.
It's Brock defending against Roman, Braun, and Samoa Joe. This has been my thing for months now.
Okay, I like that.
And what you do is Roman Reigns beats Brock Lesnar during the course of the match and eliminates him.
Okay.
There, now you have Roman's win over Brock Lesnar, which is what you've been chasing since San Francisco at 31. And then you can have either Braun Strowman or Samoa Joe walk out as Universal Champion, because I think that's more what what the audience wants. It's not necessarily what the chairman wants, but it's what the audience wants. I don't think Braun Strowman needs any championship. And if you read Meltzer, Meltzer thinks that Braun's going to take on The Miz and win the Intercontinental Championship.
Yeah, I mean, that would be a mismatch.
But I don't think that works. Braun doesn't need the championship.
No.
Samoa Joe is a guy who...
He could use it.
He wasn't on the card tonight. That next step. Well, he's injured.
Yeah, but still.
Who, if he's healthy, he could take that next step into being a main event player. And putting the Universal Championship on him gives an ending that the fans can accept.
Mm-hmm.
And it also, it keeps Roman chasing because he, I don't think he needs the championship right now. I don't think he does. I would prefer putting it on Braun, who I also don't think needs the championship. In the same way that Finn Balor doesn't need a championship.
No, he doesn't.
There are so many performers right now who just don't need championships.
It's
because
a prop.
They are over, and they're selling merchandise, and they get a reaction, and the fans love them.
And the other thing, too, you get me thinking here with the Bobby Lashley thing, Jimmy. If he were to come back before WrestleMania, maybe that would set up a match between he and Brock Lesnar. I'm trying to dance around every which way opportunity where Brock Lesnar does not fight Roman Reigns, and I just don't see it happening.
Well, the only way it's not going to happen is there's an injury. And
no.
We don't wish injuries upon anybody.
I think that you could put Roman Reigns very easily with Seth Rollins there, considering that elimination tonight. And, you know, that builds up the whole rivalry again there, because Dean Ambrose is going to be out for a while, right?
Yeah, he's out until at least SummerSlam.
So there you go. That could just officially split up your whatever sort of coexistence they have together, more or less.
I think Seth Rollins is a candidate for the Intercontinental or U.S. Championship ladder match at WrestleMania.
Well, U.S. title
I think
match
that's a better.
That'll be a SmackDown thing, right?
But they've crossed brands before.
Yeah, I don't know. I think they'll keep it a SmackDown.
But I would much rather see the Intercontinental Championship defended in a ladder match, and you put like Matt Hardy, Seth Rollins.
Put Bray Wyatt in there.
Yeah, like Finn Balor in that match. I think that is
put Roman Reigns in that one.
No.
Yes.
No.
Why not? Why?
Because Roman should be in the Universal Championship picture.
No. People don't want him in there. You got to understand. They got to cater to the people. That's my point here. Cater to the people,
so,
damn it.
So they put the Shield back together.
Yep, and it's not
working.
And
all of a sudden, people like Roman.
No, but now it's not working, though, because there's two guys.
But here's
they're not together.
I think this is the point you're missing, Mike.
Okay.
Is Roman Reigns walks out there and gets a reaction.
That people boo him.
But it's a reaction.
And they boo him. And do you want a boo as a champ?
But people
care. It took
him
5 minutes to get a word in last year, the night after he beat The Undertaker. That's terrible.
He was out there 15 minutes.
He's still getting booed.
And the crowd was reacting.
He's getting booed, Jimmy. It's not good for the kids.
How are Roman's merchandise sales?
I'm sure it's okay.
Yeah, because the kids like Roman. So this is the problem with the WWE right now, is that they're trying to suffice Timmy, the 7-year-old, and they're trying to cater to James, the 37-year-old.
Mm.
That's the problem.
And the problem overall, I believe.
But Roman is still making money. He's still getting a reaction.
I don't see him fighting Brock Lesnar. I don't think it makes sense in the best interest of the company. Don't see it. So I think...
It is because Brock Lesnar made $12 million last year. Roman Reigns probably made it in some ballpark of that. That's your two biggest money draws.
It's not good for business.
It is good for business. I just told you that.
I'm not buying it. Not buying
draws.
It. Not by Jimmy. He's going to get booed. You want a good reaction. You want a good pop from everybody. Brock Lesnar. People like Lesnar. They hate Roman Reigns. It's not going to work. They both don't match up together. They're two opposite sizes. And you know Brock Lesnar would kick anyone's ass any day of the week. And he would kick Roman Reigns' ass. But they would find a way for Roman Reigns to beat him. And that's not good for business. That's terrible. Put him in the Intercontinental Division again. Have that rivalry with The Miz or in the ladder match at WrestleMania. No problem. But don't forget, we still have another pay-per-view to go for WrestleMania. So a lot can happen there with the Elimination Chamber stipulations for the Universal title, because the door is wide open now on that situation after Nakamura chose AJ Styles, right?
So remember last year with Brock and Goldberg?
Yep.
Orlando booed Goldberg to no end.
Got killed.
And then the match started. And for 5 or 6 minutes, the crowd was into it, oohing and aahing. And yes, they cheered when Brock won, but for that time span, the audience reacted to the match. The same thing in San Francisco at 31.
You have a hard-on for Roman Reigns. You love Roman Reigns.
I just think people are missing the point on Roman Reigns.
No, people...
In the same way that they missed the point on John Cena and why he was always on top. Because he was making money for the company and because he was a damn good wrestler. And that's what Roman Reigns is. Because you sure as hell can't tell me that... The Undertaker wouldn't have wrestled what we thought was his last match against somebody who doesn't meet any of their criteria of being a good worker and drawing money.
Well,
it just wouldn't happen.
No, I mean, and you needed the Undertaker in there to put Roman Reigns over. That's what you needed. And it just, I don't know. I saw a mixed reaction after that one with Roman Reigns beating the Undertaker. I heard a lot of boos. I was there. You were there?
Well, yeah, because nobody wanted to see The Undertaker lose.
Mm-hmm.
Because we're conditioned that he wins at WrestleMania, but we all knew
and
that.
You didn't want to see him lose to Roman Reigns. I'd rather see him lose to Kane. I'd rather see him lose to John Cena.
I wouldn't.
Oh, come on. Roman Reigns beating The Undertaker. Give me a break. He's not going to be fighting Brock Lesnar at WrestleMania. And if he does, it's a travesty.
It's not a travesty.
It is. I'm telling you, Jimmy. It's not good.
That
was a good matchup.
One thing that Brock and Strowman had was Strowman kneed Brock really heavy in the head, and Brock gave him a receipt with a nice, violent right hand.
He was pissed, Jimmy. Pissed.
And... It's amazing because both these guys are tough guys, and it was one of those like real moments in a choreographed sport.
It's one guy you don't want to piss off, just in general. Not just
because Braun took it. He knew he was wrong.
Oh yeah,
and they moved on with the match.
And good,
and it added an extra element of violence to it.
And you could hear Michael Cole over and over. I can't believe he kicked out of that. I can't believe that didn't end him right there. Just rubbing salt in the wound there of Brock Lesnar. And yeah, you're right. I mean, Braun Strowman's a lot younger than Brock Lesnar, and he's been around a lot less longer than Lesnar too. So you're right. He knew he had to take the fall here and figure out that he was the bad guy. He screwed up. So good for him doing that there. And it could have been a lot worse than it was. But, you know, a guy like Kane, Jimmy, 20 years he's been in the company, main eventing one of the top pay-per-views 20 years later, that's pretty remarkable. And, yeah, he's not in the best shape, but still he's able to compete at that level right there in a championship match. That is a tip of the cap in my book. I thought that we would see The Undertaker in this match. I thought the lights would go out at some point. I thought he would screw over Kane and set up a match with him at Mania, but again, still time for that. But again, just Kane, yeah, that was the perfect scenario for him to have two guys with him, because he can't do a one-on-one anymore. He needs two guys to work with him, and I think that's where you need him now at this point in his career.
I love Kane, appreciate his work.
Mm-hmm.
That may be the last we see of Kane.
That might be it.
And that's a great way to go out. His first time in a match with Brock Lesnar that wasn't in an actual Royal Rumble match.
Right.
Which I find fascinating that over the longevity of both of their careers that they never had an actual one-on-one, or in this case, a triple threat match.
Right, right. And he really didn't do that much in the match, with all due respect. It was very Strowman-Lesnar heavy. Obviously.
But they did enough to keep it relevant.
And
this is a bigger point to the Universal Championship,
mm-hmm.
is that I like that division is different.
Yeah.
It's hard-hitting.
Yeah.
It's unpredictable.
Right.
And it's just violent.
Well, I mean...
And it's tremendous.
Well, look who's holding the belt.
Because you have the UFC guy in Brock Lesnar, and he's having matches with Joe.
Mm-hmm.
He's having matches with Strowman. The SummerSlam four-way that, and by the way, nice little spot in the match where Lesnar put Strowman through a table and then dumped the table on him.
Oh, that was awesome.
That was a receipt from SummerSlam and the four-way.
Oh, right.
And Brock Lesnar was carted out from that one.
Right.
Strowman pushed the table off and got right back up and into the matchup.
Yes, he did. And yeah, that was a good little reminder to that. And you know, all the tables went out in that one. All the tables. And I know they had a little fault on one of them where I think at one point Kane put Lesnar threw or vice versa, and it didn't go off right away. But once he was already on the table for about 2 seconds, and then finally it collapsed. So someone didn't put that down to a full thin shed, if you will. But yeah, it's hardcore, and it's a big title for big guys, if you will. It's a true heavyweight. It really is a true heavyweight. And that's where Roman Reigns don't fit into it. So I just think that Brock Lesnar is going to be your champion for a while. In fact, with the Bobby Lashley stuff you're talking about here, that may go on for maybe even into SummerSlam, which I'm really excited to see him here if he is to debut on Raw anytime soon. You know, two big guys right there. When does Braun Strowman get the belt, though? When's he going to get it?
I don't know that he needs it again.
See, I think he will get it eventually.
I think him fighting Miz at Mania is kind of a waste.
It's a huge waste. That was like Brock Lesnar fighting Dean Ambrose 2 years ago at WrestleMania. That was a waste and a half, too. Don't waste a talent like that. If there's going to be a guy that ends this Brock Lesnar championship, it's going to be Braun Strowman. It will be at some point. It's not going to be Roman Reigns. It's not.
It is. We're going to see it live in New Orleans.
Get out of here, Jimmy. It's not going to be Roman Reigns ending the belt. It's
They've been trying to get this match over for since 31.
It's not going to be over. They can keep trying. They'll go to Vegas for Elimination Chamber. It's still not going to happen.
And Roman's going to win the Elimination Chamber. So good luck throwing away your money for that.
You can throw away your money for that. Great. But you can also, if he's going to win it, you're going to see at least two or three other guys in a match with Brock Lesnar. It's not going to be one-on-one Roman Reigns, Brock Lesnar. It's just too, awful. Awful. So if there's one guy that's going to end the streak on Brock Lesnar, it's going to be Braun Strowman. And his day is coming, Jimmy. It really is. I got to tell you, though, I thought this was a good pay-per-view all around. Last year was a little overhyped more with the Goldberg and Undertaker and the Royal Rumble and the surprise. Nothing against Randy Orton winning that last year, but it was a big rebound from last year. And the Ronda Rousey effect at the end and the first women's Royal Rumble too. And the talent on both sides of the card here, what they've done for Raw and SmackDown almost a full year. Yeah, definitely over a full year into the brand split. I thought there's a really good pay-per-view and it's a good setup for WrestleMania. The road to WrestleMania officially began tonight.
Yeah, I think it was a good overall show. I think the way that they laid out the show was strong. AJ in the opener sets up so that when Nakamura wins the Rumble, he can say, I want AJ. They put the two tag team matches in the right spots. The Usos, which I popped big for when they won in two straight.
Yep.
The Usos still have the division on lockdown, which is fabulous.
Right.
Putting the Raw tag team titles after the men's Royal Rumble was a good move because they told a subtle story of how Jason Jordan, who we think is legitimately injured,
yeah,
which is unfortunate, but they told a good story about how Jason Jordan really, there's an issue longer term with Seth Rollins there, and maybe that's where Seth Rollins slots into WrestleMania, is in a match with Jason Jordan.
Or Roman Reigns.
Yeah, I still think that there's something to be had with Kurt Angle and Jason Jordan, either as a tag team or in a one-on-one match.
Now, that would be a good tag team match.
Hopefully.
Kurt Angle, Jason Jordan versus Seth Rollins and Roman Reigns.
That's not another time.
You're
but
not
at WrestleMania.
You're not buying into this. All right, go ahead.
I'm not because I know how the chairman thinks.
All right, that's your opinion.
It is my opinion.
Your opinion.
And
this is mine
else.
Too, all right?
Yeah. Yeah.
Monday through Friday.
Sarge.
Monday through Friday, 2 to 6, Pelgrim Mass, right?
Oh.
I got to tell you, though, overall, you know, considering from last year, I give this a solid B+, Jimmy.
I thought you were going to say a solid Sarge salute.
Oh, well, yes, that will get, I'll tell you who will get that in a moment there. But this is a solid B+.
I don't care about your salutes. I want your discharges. Who are we discharging from this
show? Oh, okay. Let's see. I didn't really
Let's
take
be
a
negative. We've been way too positive.
You want me? Well, I've been pretty negative on Roman Reigns, pal. So I thought, oh,
you're
boy.
Speaking for the IWC right there.
That's, yeah, we'll keep it at that.
Internet wrestling community.
There you go. I like that. Cute. Very cute. Oh, boy. I got to think about that. I thought that John Cena was really, he came in number 20, and he was in the final four there. He did his job. I thought he set the stage here, made you think that it could have been him, it could have been Roman, it could have been Finn Balor, it could have been Nakamura in the Final Four, like you said. I thought that Final Four was excellent, how they had that. I was really, really – one thing that we didn't touch on, I got to give credit where credit's due. You got to give credit to Kofi Kingston once again performing the way he does every year at the Royal Rumble, staying on one foot
there. Can he win one? Can Kofi win a Rumble?
I hope he will. And at some point, they will go into the Hall of Fame, the New Day. They'll be one of the greatest tag teams
absolutely.
Of all time. And Naomi kind of pulling the same thing with him, getting on the chair there, wheeling herself over, doing the wheelbarrow. I thought that was really cool.
I enjoyed the comedy spot where competitors would come down and they'd kick Heath Slater, they'd throw him into the guardrail.
Yeah.
I thought that was kind of a funny thing.
That was cool. That was really cool. You
know, any other takeaways from the show tonight, Mike?
Just a solid B+, Jimmy. I'm trying to think here. I wasn't too disappointed with anyone's performance. They all showed up. They did a really good job. You know, but I was really, really impressed with Cena and Finn Balor for being in there that long. Becky Lynch, 37 minutes for her? Sasha Banks went
31 for Becky.
31, okay. And Sasha won what?
54.
54. So that's amazing to carry the, like you call them, the ring generals there, and to carry the load that long. So Finn Balor.
You always need a performer with a green dot.
Yes, you do. That's right. Yeah, the i.e. Dante Hightower or Tom Brady.
The Al Horford.
Oh, you could go that way too. Yes. He was in the All-Star game. Sasha Banks and definitely Finn Balor on the men's side there really were the catalysts of the Royal Rumbles, both matches, to carry the load there. What do
you thought Jinder Mahal deserved better.
Yeah, you love Jinder Mahal.
He's my champion.
Get out of here. He's good, but come on. He's your champion?
Jared Karabas and I are on the Jinder Mahal bandwagon. Shout out Jared Karabas.
Oh, good. Yeah, Jared's the best. I love him, but come on. He's not your champion.
He was my champion.
He was. All right,
he got legitimate boos.
Yeah.
People hated the fact that he was winning as a villain. How is that bad?
There's nothing bad about it, but I'm just saying he's not your champion.
I hate to say this because this is sacred ground, but he drew more money than Bret Hart. He drew more money than Shawn Michaels, and he drew more money than Diesel.
Well, hello.
In the early 90s.
It was 2017. In the early 90s, the company was failing.
And there's a slight inflation thing.
Yeah,
but,
thank you. Exactly. You just made my point.
But Jinder still drew more money than those guys.
Yeah,
so. Like, that's the key to being a villain. And his song is the bomb.
Yeah, it's decent. Hey, all right, you want a dishonorable discharge? I'll give you one. Sheamus. He was in there for, what, 5 seconds? On his birthday. On his freaking birthday.
On my notes right there. What does that say?
What do we got? 1 second. There you go. Not even. So, 1 second on his birthday. And, yeah, I know they're trying to protect him because he had a tag team match right after, which again I don't agree with the booking on that, but come on, at least put him in there for a little bit.
What, as far as the bar winning?
No, put the tag team match before the Royal Rumble.
Oh, well,
yes.
Well,
I understand
for the
point.
Formatting of the show and how they were telling stories, they needed to do it that way.
No, you could have done the tag team matches followed by the championship match, then the Royal Rumbles.
This might be a subtle thing too, but it's something that I've kind of noticed the last few pay-per-views.
Yep.
Is they're doing SmackDown matches early.
Yes.
And Raw matches late.
To get.
There's probably an exception or something, but it feels like that SmackDown is the younger audience show and that Raw is the older audience show.
I was also going to.
And that's why that they are putting the Raw matches on later.
And I was also going to consider the fact of travel. Get SmackDown out of there so they can hit the road from the next city, that house show on Monday night that they usually have.
I'm pretty sure that for special events that all the wrestlers they have to stay there for
well,
the entire
Well, they
will
show. Be, okay, all right, well, they will be in Philly on Tuesday, I know that, but they're going somewhere tomorrow, so I don't know, they could, I'm just considering that. But I just would have put them earlier there. I thought there was a really bad showing there for Sheamus, and, you know, Seth Rollins, he gave it a little bit of a fight there, and Cesaro, too.
But I think the story of that particular match was Jason Jordan and Seth Rollins, the dysfunction continues.
Yep.
And this was a way, if Jason Jordan is really injured, of telling that story of them just not getting along.
Yeah. I'll give you that. I'm fine with that.
I think I'm losing my voice.
All right. I'll be. We'll wrap this up quick. Ty Dillinger got screwed, too. He got robbed. Chance for this guy to get into the Royal Rumble, and Sami Zayn has to go after him there in the locker room area. He can't even get a shot in there. That was a disgrace.
I think it's funny that he got the number 10 in back-to-back years.
Yeah, and well, how appropriate if he's the number 10 guy, you know?
It's like Bad News Brown getting 13. How does that happen?
Exactly. And I'm just glad that AJ Styles retained because I did not want to see a co-champion.
I so wanted to see a co-champion.
Why, though?
Because no. It would be so – they could do so many different things.
You could, but
so
tournament?
They can put Kevin Owens played on one side and the Sami Zayn played on the other side.
Yep.
And they could have Sami Zayn defend the title to open SmackDown and then Kevin Owens to close SmackDown.
You could.
You could have two title fights in the same night, and eventually one of them is going to lose in a one-on-one match, if not a handicap match.
Now, you could have
done. And then you can have them go back to fighting each other.
Yep.
Longer term, you know, right. Depending on how the reign is. And it can tell the story of these two guys got along, they won the championship, then they lost the championship, and their dysfunction continues.
And you could have done that if you had known that Nakamura was not going to win the Royal Rumble.
Well, you could have done it in the short term.
Yeah, I guess so. You've
got however many weeks, into 70 days until WrestleMania?
Days, so 10 weeks.
So supposedly there's a five-way match at the next SmackDown pay-per-view.
Was that Roadblock or
Fastlane, Roadblock, whatever it is. The name doesn't matter.
Yeah.
There's a SmackDown show in the middle before WrestleMania. There's supposedly going to be a five-way match. You put Sammy and Kevin in that match, and if either one of them gets pinned or doesn't get pinned, the belt can revert back to AJ Styles.
Okay.
You have time to fill in the gaps because remember last year, John Cena beats AJ at the Royal Rumble.
Yeah.
Bray Wyatt wins
that was a great match.
The Elimination Chamber to get the title off of Cena.
Right.
And then at WrestleMania, it's Bray Wyatt losing to Randy Orton for the championship. And then Randy Orton loses it to my champion, Jinder Mahal.
Yeah, that's there's so many things that could have happened there. And I don't know. I just don't think it's me being the traditionalist here, Jimmy. I don't like two champions, two people holding one belt. If you're
I like
have
tradition,
that,
but they have thrown tradition out the window.
Well, yeah,
they made James Ellsworth the first women's ladder match winner. People forget that.
Yeah,
and then they had to redo the match.
Right.
Because people were so outraged by it.
And what's James Ellsworth doing now? Is he bagging groceries somewhere?
I think he's doing an indie show soon here.
I'm sorry, I didn't mean to trash him like that, but he is
I
no
like
longer
James
with the
Ellsworth.
Company.
What did he do to you?
I'm just telling you, he's no longer with the company. He's not working anymore.
Carmella. Carmella is better with James Ellsworth.
Carmella is fine no matter what. And she looks great any day that ends in a Y.
Oh, and by the way, you want a heat-seeking take?
Yeah.
Carmella is going to beat Asuka for the Raw Women's Championship. And hand Asuka the first loss on her WWE run.
Wow. Interesting. Hot take.
Send your hate tweets to @Sarge985.
Blue check mark, right? Jimmy, one more thing, too. Women's Royal Rumble, my top lookers. I got to go with Tori Wilson, looked phenomenal. Trish Stratus, very close. She looked great being, 10 years out of the ring? And my wild card, you want my wild card? You ready? Beth Phoenix. She looked superb.
Oh, they're all roll tied.
I'm just telling you right now, they looked superb. Yes, they were roll tied, yes. Lita, too. Double backflip there, nearly got that off there. Almost a little awkward landing on Becky Lynch and Sasha Banks in the early parts. So good for her. Hall of Fame. I was really impressed. But, yeah, Roll Tide was right, to quote.
I think they're giving me the go-home cue.
Yes, they are. Real quick, Jimmy, can we just give a quick shout-out to a couple people?
Hey, you do your thing.
All right, so.
My voice is dying right now because I've been yelling at you for 20 minutes.
It's all good, baby. Two things. Our very good friend Andy Wong of the Kowloon, very hospitable to us tonight, donating and helping us out here as we watch the Royal Rumble with the Kowloon food. Kowloon crew helping us out. Andy Wong, good man. Go see him up there.
Singapore noodles.
Yeah, well, I didn't even try them tonight, but we'll talk about that later. Saugus Wings and your General Gao Chicken, the only rank higher than me. And Saugus is the place to be. Kowloon Saugus Route 1. And Friday night, Chaotic Wrestling up in Lowell. Go see my boy Ilya and Flip Gordon for the heavyweight title, Chaotic Wrestling That is Friday night up in Lowell. You can check him up there on Twitter. Two great performers. So, Jimmy, road to WrestleMania underway. I'm really excited here. I thought there's a good show all around, and this really sets the tone here. Ronda Rousey, you're saying, will go up against Charlotte.
That's the lead story right now.
I love it, man.
She's with the company.
Yeah.
An NBA insider breaks the story. I don't know how that could happen. Like, it blows my mind that ESPN and an NBA insider would get that story.
It's going to be front page of ESPN.
She's been signed for months now.
When?
And she started training with
September?
The Brian Kendrick, I think.
Okay, so back in the fall.
She's been signed for months now.
So you had the scoop. Scoop Stewart over there. Yeah.
Yeah, this is why this was my agenda. I was pushing my agenda because I knew something.
Yeah, you had it right, yeah.
I always have it right. No, I don't.
Yeah, you did. Hey, one more person looked really good. Kelly. Roll Tide on that.
That's your girl.
Oh, she's the best. And we saw Tori Wilson last year at WrestleMania.
Yeah, we did.
Yeah, we'll see if we can get someone else. Jimmy, great show. Thank you very much.
I would give myself a C-.
I give yourself an A-.
Very good.
All right, buddy. Good work. Salute to you.